The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
One of the important duties of the Imams is to yahduna bi amrina, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. We have appointed them as Imams so that they may guide the people according to our command. The second Imam whose ahadith are more than others, other than the sixth Imam, is Imam Ali ibn Musa Radha alayhi salatu wasalam. Ma'mun al-Rashid used to arrange many discussions of scholars with the Imam, and we have gone through many of them. But today I would like to share with you one hadith from the Imam in Marv, where Imam had a companion by the name of Abdul Aziz bin Muslim. And he says that we were in Marv one day, and it was a Friday. I'd gone to the mosque, and I saw people who had gathered, and so I also joined them. And the discussion among the people was about the issue of imamate. And they were all different views, you know, differing one another, opposing one another. So later on, Abdul Azim says that I went to the house of the Imam, and I mentioned to him that I went to the masjid, and there was a discussion going on about imamate. And there was so much confusion and dispute among the people on this issue. So Imam basically, you know, smiled. And then Imam talked to him in an extensive, you know, conversation where he explains the reality of imamate, the position of the Imam, and the qualities of the Imam. And interestingly, you know, I just counted in the entire long narration, Imam has referred to 30 ayat of Quran in relation to the issue of imamate, the necessity of imamate, the qualities of the Imam, you know, and the whole concept that the Ummah needs the Imam appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here I'll just, you know, present to you some segments, which is actually just less than half of the actual hadith, where the Imam says to Ya Abdul Aziz, جَهِلَ الْقَوْمُ وَخُدِعُوا عَنْ عَدْيَانِهِمْ. That, O Abdul Aziz, the people are ignorant and have been misguided in their faith. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَمْ يَقْبِضْ نَبِيَّهُ حَتَّى أَكْمَلَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَعَنْزَلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنَ فِيهِ تَفْصِيلُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فِيهِ الْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ وَالْحُدُودِ وَالْأَحْكَامِ وَجَمِيعُ مَا يُحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ كَمَلًا. You know, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take the Prophet away before completing the religion for him. He revealed upon him the Quran, which has the details of everything essential, in which he fully explained what is halal, what is haram, all the rulings, and everything that the people need. And then he says, not only that, you know, he refers to the ayat of Quran, because he's talking about this concept that Allah sent a complete and perfect deen to Rasul. He didn't take the Rasul away while the deen was incomplete. And so then he connects that. He says, look at the ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, says, وَأَنزَلَ فِي هِجَّةِ الْوِدَىٰ وَهِيَ آخِرُ عُمْرِهِ. In the last stages of his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him in the farewell Hajj, the ayat which says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This is the ayat which came in Ghadir after the declaration of Vilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, you know, today I have perfected your religion for you. I have completed upon you my blessing of guidance. And I am pleased with Islam as your religion. And this was only after the issue of imamat had already been clearly mentioned by the Prophet. Basically, what Imam is saying that this concept of imamat is part of Islam. Islam was not incomplete when the Prophet left this dunya. Allah had, you know, taught everything, including the concept of imamat. And then he talks about what is imamat. وَعَمْرُ الْإِمَامَةِ مِنْ تَمَامِ الدِّينِ. You know, the matter of imamat is part of this process of completion of the faith. Without imamat, the faith would not be complete. وَلَمْ يَمْضِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَتَّى بَيَّنَ لِأُمَّتِهِ مَعَالِمِ دِينِهِ. And the Prophet did not pass away until he had clarified to his community the signs of their faith. And وَعَوْضَهَ لَهُمْ سَبِيلَهُمْ وَتَرْكُهُمْ عَلَىٰ قَصْدِ الْحَقِّ. And he explained to them their path. And he left them on the basis of truth. And then وَعَقَامَ لَهُمْ عَلِيًّا عَلَمًا وَإِمَامًا. And the Prophet, before he passed away, he appointed Ali as the sign for the Muslims and a guide for the Muslims. فَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَمْ يُكَمِّلْ دِينَهُ. Whoever thinks Allah did not complete the religion. Means those who think that imamat and khilafat is not part of the religious teachings, we can decide whatever we want to do. That is as if saying that Islam is not complete on this issue of leadership. And so he says, whoever thinks that Allah did not complete his deen has actually rejected the Quran. وَمَنْ رَدَّ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. And whoever, you know, understanding issues and knowingly, you know, rejects the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes a non-believer and a kafir. Talking to his companion Abdul Aziz, then he says, هل يعرفون قدر الإمامة ومحلها من الأمة فيجوز فيها اختيارهم. He says, do these people understand the significance and the position of imamat so that they can decide to choose one as an imam? Do they have the understanding of what is this? What is this position? إن الإمام أجل قدرا وأعظم شأنا وأعلى مكانا وأمنى جانبا وأبعد غورا من أن يبلغها الناس بأقولهم أو يناله بآرائهم أو يقيم إماما باختيارهم. He says, imamat is too sublime in esteem, most noble in the ranks, highest in position, too deep in comprehension for the people to reach it through their intellect or grasp it with their imagination. So they don't really have the ability to elect an imam by themselves.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.